You know what? Looking back, my worst times were during PE. Because A, I was so non-athletic, and B, I never got chosen to be on any of the teams because I was so bad. So it was like socially, like, you know, destructive. It was horrifying. PE was like the worst time of the day. I hated it. I hated swimming. I hated like everything. I hated moving. I was an immobile, lazy, inflexible person. I was 11 years old, and there used to be a gymnastics team once a week, you know, and, you know, we'd meet once a week. They teach us cartwheels and somersaults and whatnot, and I was horrible. I mean, I could barely lift myself off the ground because I was really, really chubby. I was about 15 pounds overweight, but I was very, very determined and very ambitious. So one day after gymnastics class, the teacher came by and named a bunch of names. It was like six or seven names of girls in the class. And he was like, these six girls, and he names the girls, please come up, please come back to the gymnasium after you've changed. And I knew off the bat that they had made the team. And I was like, damn it. Okay. It's okay. Calm down. Maybe he forgot to say my name. You know, total denial. So we go back and we're changing, and I'm like really getting excited, talking about it. And the girls are like kind of looking at me. They're like, Jenna, I don't think he called your name. I'm like, no, he did. I was the last girl. Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. He called my name. No problem. Knowing the whole time he never did. He never even looked at me. All the popular girls were on the gymnastics team, and all my friends got called back and I didn't. And like it was a clique of girls, you know? And I was like, no, there must be a mistake. Like I'm part of this clique. How did he not call my name? You know, so, yeah, I was wanting to be popular, wanting to be on the gymnastics team. It was something new. It was something fresh. And because I was so non-athletic, I wanted to see if I could do something in that area. Because I was horrible at sports. Horrible. So we go back to the gymnasium. And I still remember I was the last one to walk in. And the minute I walked in, he looked at me. And he gave me this look like, what the hell is she doing here? But I guess he felt really bad. So he didn't say anything. And I literally, since that day, I would attend every single rehearsal session, you know, I practiced with them. I tried to, as hard as I could, perfect my cartwheel, which was still lousy. But, you know, I was like the outcast of the team because I really couldn't do anything. I was like horrible. And everyone kind of knew that I had like walked onto the team. But no one ever said anything. It was like that, you know, underlying kind of notion that went around, but no one ever really confronted it. So anyways, I lasted the whole semester. My cartwheel did get better. And at the end of every semester, we'd have this like huge performance type meet. So anyways, at the beginning of the meet, we had like a group dance presentation. And I was allowed to do that. Like I totally, you know, we'd like run around. It was this choreographed type thing. And then everyone would break off into their solos and do like solo or double presentations. Of course, I didn't have one because like I wasn't allowed. But at one point in the huge dance, there was a part where we'd like run diagonally into a cartwheel in the middle and run to the other end of the gym. It was like a crisscross, you know? So your two are going at the same time, but in different directions. And as I was doing mine, halfway through my cartwheel, I farted. And I literally remember feeling my skin like to start to melt. I was so embarrassed and so mortified. I literally thought I was going to die. But I looked around and I noticed that no one really noticed except for the people sitting in the front row. They were kind of like looking at me, but they weren't sure if I had really farted. You know, they're like, there's no way a gymnast is going to fart in the middle of a cartwheel. So yeah, that's pretty much my story. I made the gymnastics team with utter ambition. No talent whatsoever. I was a gymnast.